Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, July 24th. Jaguars training camp practice number one is in the books. Feels good to be back out there. It really does, I got to tell you. Even though unbelievably hot, long days training camps are, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Doug Peterson spoke with the media before practice, Jaguars head coach. Talked about some of the injuries going on. Nothing big, really, besides the Arik Armstead news, which we already got. And we didn't really get an update on the time frame for when Arik Armstead is expected to be a full go. But Doug Peterson said he doesn't have a lot of concern with that situation going on. He also talked about how Arik Armstead right now is kind of another coach on the field until he's ready. And that's extremely valuable, too, at this point in the season. I just get the feeling that the Jaguars don't feel like they need to rush Arik Armstead back. Obviously, they want him to be fully healthy before he returns. And they're looking at the addition of Arik Armstead as more, as I talked about this past week, they're looking at it as much more of a bigger picture thing than early on in the season. Yes, they want Arik Armstead to be ready. They want him to be able to go. But if they had to choose between him being ready to go early in the season or late in the season, it's going to be late, right? Keelan Robinson had a toe injury, but he looked like he was a full go today. Steven Jones, the rookie undrafted free agent offensive lineman, he tweaked his calf during a conditioning test. So he's dealing with that as well. Other than that, no real injuries to speak of. So that's good news. I would like to remind you, if you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Really, really appreciate y'all's support. Cannot believe this is what I get to do every day. So Doug Peterson talked about the excitement around Ryan Nielsen, the Jaguars' new defensive coordinator, talked about how it's an attack-style defense. Players have really bought in. You heard Trevor talk about how they're always in throwing lanes. They're always in the way out there during practice. Trevor talked after practice and talked about how it's difficult to play in practice against this defense. You saw the defense play with a ton of energy today out there on the practice field. So at this point, it looks like things are stacking up to where there's going to be really high expectations for this defense with Ryan Nielsen leading it, Chris Richard kind of his right-hand man. And you saw on the hunt last night as well the energy and the intensity that these two bring to the football team. I think it's going to be really exciting to see how it plays out. Doug said he's excited about the big contracts for Josh Hines-Allen, for Trevor Lawrence, for Tyson Campbell. Says it is a relief, kind of a weight off their shoulders, to get these good players that they really love, what they bring on the field, but also the people they are, the work ethic that they bring, to get these people, to get these players under contract long term. Doug Peterson is very excited about it. Did say it's a weight off the shoulders. Doug Peterson was asked about play calling He said that they're still in discussions on that internally, but then he also said they're not ready to make a public decision. Keywords, public decision on that topic yet. Press is calling plays in practice, or at least did today. Doug Peterson was then asked a follow-up question by Mark. If he takes Shad's input or not, or if he weighs Shad Khan's opinion on play calling into what his decision will be. And Doug Peterson point blank said yes. Like, if the owner has an opinion on something, that is going to factor into my decision. I think that's smart. I think we've talked about that on the channel. I would be surprised if Doug Peterson is not calling plays in some form or fashion for the Jaguars in 2024. I would be surprised. I really would. I think that that's the direction they're moving in. I think that he's already decided that. I think he just doesn't want to share that for whatever reason at this point. We'll see how that plays out. Tons of fans in attendance today. They were fired up. I got there around 7:40 a.m., and there was already a long line waiting to get into practice. And it was already hot. I can tell you that much. No real contact today. You're not wearing pads. You're just wearing your helmets, jerseys, shorts. So not an overly physical practice. There were a couple of plays that looked like maybe there should have been pads on. But overall, I thought there was a lot of energy out there. And this is one step closer to real training camp football. One step closer to the preseason, one step closer to the regular season, but it's still non-contact for the most part. Darnell Savage was in a red non-contact penny or jersey, so he's a guy, you know, if you're out there running around, he's got the red penny on, you're not supposed to be touching him. But he looked solid overall. He was out there for the team portions of practice as well. Trevor Lawrence looked like Trevor for me. Nothing really changed in that regard. He's a guy that brings the energy, brings effort, communication every single day. Unbelievable talent. Tyson Campbell, very locked in. Josh Hines-Allen, talking about these three players who've received their new contracts. Not a lot of team reps. No pads again, so it's hard to kind of evaluate offensive line and defensive line play when you don't have pads on. But those guys, they're looking exactly how you'd expect. Heavy red zone day today. I think every team period was in red zone. So that needs to be a focus for the Jaguars this offseason, or this training camp, I should say. I think it will be. This is a team that has struggled in the red zone under Doug Peterson and struggled in short yardage and key third downs. So they're going to be focused on those things, and they should be. When we're looking at offense-only red zone, you saw ETN get a touchdown grab, Gabe Davis, couple other guys as well, Brian Thomas Jr. That's offense-only, so, I mean, you're playing on air. You should be able to score. But looking at some 7-on-7, and then we'll get into 11-on-11. 7-on-7 in the red zone, you had Tyson Campbell, big-time leaping pass breakup in the end zone. Great play by Tyson Campbell. Brian Thomas Jr., he almost hauled in a leaping grab in the back of the end zone for a score, but it bounced off of his fingertips. So that's a play you'd like to see a Brian Thomas Jr. make. Travis Etienne was able to catch a score underneath in tight coverage, kind of a tight window throw. Evan Engram was able to get a touchdown grab as well in 7-on-7. Tank Bigsby was catching the ball today, did not have any drops. Now, Caleb Johnson, he was able to generate a pass breakup against Tank Bigsby in one-on-one coverage. C.J. Beathard hung the ball up there and needed to be out in front of Tank Bigsby. He was having to fight through the defender to catch the ball and wasn't able to come up with that play. But other than that, Tank Bigsby looked good catching the ball today. Jarian Jones had a pass breakup in 7-on-7 in the end zone where he was able to get a hand in there late, poke the football out. Britton Strange, two touchdown grabs for him. Touchdown grab from Trevor Lawrence, and then a few plays later, was able to do it again. Ronald Darby.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He had an interception against Trevor Lawrence, jumped a route. It was a beautiful, beautiful play by Ronald Darby, who showed kind of his veteran experience, his ability to jump the routes, his ability to play with speed and football IQ. That was a really big play by Ronald Darby. Good play by Ronald Darby. Christian Kirk had a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. Again, I said Caleb Johnson had that pass breakup in the end zone. Devin Duvernay, he had a touchdown grab from C.J. Beathard. Austin Trammell had a really nice touchdown in 7-on-7. Scored a couple times today. And then Caleb Johnson made another big play. First he had the pass breakup against Tank Bigsby. Then he had the interception underneath, picking off Mac Jones. Really big day for linebacker Caleb Johnson, who he's been around. He's a core special teamer type of guy, but he's out there trying to prove that he belongs as a linebacker, as depth, as someone who can come in and play football for them if they need him to. Then getting into 11-on-11, Trevor Lawrence had a short completion to Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence also had a rushing touchdown, but if it was live, Josh Hines-Allen would have rocked him. Probably would have been a sack. You saw a target for Brian Thomas Jr. where Tyson Campbell was locked up with him. No separation, nowhere to throw the football. Tyson Campbell making plays out there. Trevor Lawrence was able to find Luke Farrell for a touchdown. I saw Elijah Cooks get a touchdown from Mac Jones. You saw Ventrell Miller and DeAndre Prince combine for a pass breakup against Josh Peterson, who Josh Peterson also caught a touchdown in 7-on-7. Austin Trammell, again, like I mentioned, two touchdowns on the day. And then last real big play of the practice session, Christian Braswell intercepted C.J. Beathard, and it probably would have been a pick six. He had plenty of green grass in front of him. It was a nice play by Christian Braswell. So, again, you saw the defense playing well. I thought Trevor played well overall, but you cannot have the red zone turnovers. He just had the one turnover on the day, but you've seen red zone turnovers from Trevor Lawrence in the past. That's an area that this offense, that this team needs to improve, is scoring points in the red zone. You need to try to see Trevor Lawrence not having any red zone blunders in practice, right? That's what you want to see moving forward. Again, it's extremely early, nothing to get worried about, but that's something that's going to be a coaching point, a teaching point for sure, and something that Trevor Lawrence wants to improve upon. Brian Thomas Jr., a little up and down today. You want to see him make some more plays when the opportunities are there. You want to see him deal with physicality a little bit better. But his first training camp practice, nothing to get worried about. Just you want to see him continue to improve. As I mentioned, Tyson Campbell looked phenomenal. And I talked about this yesterday. During training camp practices, the last 3 years, really including this year, the last 4 years, going back to 2021. Tyson Campbell has looked phenomenal, like one of the best players on the field every time in training camp. And he is one of the best players on the field. And you've seen that when he's been healthy over the last couple of years. So good day for Tyson Campbell, who he talked to the media afterwards. I uploaded a little clip, talked about how his goal is to win a Super Bowl and that getting paid doesn't impact his growth mindset at all. The goal every single year for him, every single day, every single practice is to get better. And I think you've seen that. So kudos to Tyson Campbell for having a big day after getting that payday yesterday. As I mentioned, Caleb Johnson just had a crazy day. Probably the best practice of his life. You know, getting a pass breakup in the end zone, then getting an interception. That's awesome for him. Jarian Jones had a big day. This guy, he's sticky as hell in coverage, brings the energy. He's like the way he was able to poke the ball out. It was a really good throw in the back of the end zone. And it looked like the receiver was going to be able to haul it in. But Jarian Jones stayed locked in, stayed focused, and was able to poke the ball out at the end. Everybody was celebrating on offense like it was a touchdown. Jarian Jones said no. No, sir. So I think that he's just going to continue to push the starters in the secondary. And I think you're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field for very long during his rookie year. And that's pretty much it for today. Not a crazy day, again, because there's no pads yet. You're not really getting physical. You're not getting fired up the way you will once there's pads on. But I think the fans brought the energy. I think the team brought good energy today. I think it was a good day of work. Again, heavy red zone day. And you saw a lot of touchdowns. You also saw the defense, you know, making plenty of plays themselves. I think it's going to be back and forth. I mentioned yesterday in a tweet, I think that the Jaguars defense has a very strong chance to be top 10. I said I think they'll be top 10. And I think the offense will also be close to being in the top 10 when you look at whatever metric you want to look at. But it's going to be tough in the AFC. It is going to be tough in the AFC. It is an incredibly tough conference year over year. And it continues to be that way this year. So I think the Jaguars, they're going to have a good football team. They're going to be very competitive. I think they're going to win a lot of games. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And this is nothing new based off of one practice. I've said all this stuff before. But it's going to be tough sledding, and they're going to have to really iron out some of the kinks, some of the deficiencies from last year if they want to be the very best version of themselves. They're also going to have some injury luck, certainly better injury luck than they had last year. But look, this was a good first day of training camp practice. Excited to get back out there tomorrow. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.